You're watching the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. France wants Google to pay 1.6 billion euros in backdated taxes. Research has revealed that many Australian retailers are failing to provide a good mobile experience to their customers, and two Japanese and South Korean e-commerce sites have joined forces to encourage cross-border e-commerce between the two countries. France has announced that it wants Google to pay 1.6 billion euros, equivalent to 1.76 billion US dollars, in back taxes. Google stands accused of using legal loopholes to minimize the amount of tax they have to pay, something that France says is wrong and is now challenging. Google CEO Sundar Pichai will be going to Paris next week to meet with the French economics minister, presumably to discuss the issue and negotiate a deal. It's not the first time that Google has found itself in trouble in France. It's also been embroiled in a battle with the French privacy watchdog CNIL over the Right to be Forgotten law. Research by Episerver has revealed that many Australian retailers are failing to provide a good enough mobile experience to their customers. The study examined the mobile offerings of Australia's top 20 retailers and found that the average Australian retailer's score was just 34%, significantly lower than all other countries studied. Around half of the Australian retailers didn't have both iOS and Android apps, something that is undoubtedly holding them back in an increasingly mobile-centric era. A whopping 96% of Australians have a smartphone, with two-thirds reporting that they'd bought something using a mobile app. Almost half, 46%, said they would be put off from buying from a company that had a poor mobile experience. A spokesperson from Episerver commented on the findings, saying, "Given the boom in mobile and tablet adoption across the region, it's a shame to see so many Australian retailers not maximising the use of these technologies to benefit their businesses." The Japanese e-commerce site Rakuten and the South Korean e-commerce site Gmarket have formed a partnership to encourage cross-border e-commerce between the two countries. Under the agreements, Gmarket will open a store on Rakuten to reach Japanese consumers, and Rakuten will open a store on Gmarket to reach South Korean customers. Gmarket will offer 200 women's fashion items and 100 cosmetic items in Japan, whilst Rakuten will offer products from its 44,000 merchants to customers in South Korea. Online shopping is popular in both Japan and South Korea. The Japanese e-commerce market is worth 136 billion US dollars and has a digital buyer penetration rate of 80%, whilst the South Korean e-commerce market is worth 22 billion US dollars and has a digital buyer penetration rate of 75%. The music company Sony has pledged to expand its presence in Africa. It just opened an office in Nigeria and is in the process of registering its business in Kenya. A Sony spokesperson commented on the expansion, saying, "As the region continues to grow, we see significant opportunities to market the incredible local talent in Africa to the rest of the world." Sony is not the only music company to turn its attention to the promising African market. Universal Music Group has also said it intends to focus its international expansion efforts on Africa over the next few years. And finally, Starship Technology has announced that its cute delivery robots have completed their testing phase and will be deployed on the streets of London by the end of the month. The small wheeled robots weigh 9 kilos and can carry a similar weight. They travel at 6.5 kilometers an hour and travel around 30 minutes away from their base. They can avoid collisions with people and obstacles and go up and down curbs. The robot's body is locked during transit and can only be opened and emptied by the recipient using the smartphone. To deter thieves and the overly curious, the robot is fitted with 9 cameras that will take a picture if anyone tries to interfere with it, and is also equipped with a speaker and microphone. And that's all from me today. Thank you for watching, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.